Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Kuvdalet. The Gemara in Mudalef, right before the Mishnah, brings of Chanina's Gana Koyanim that says that he never saw the skin of the behemoth being burnt. Because once you skin the animal, so the skin goes to the Koyanim, and it will never be disqualified. Ask the Gemara, why not? What happens if you find that the animal was a treifel? The animal was a sick animal once you open it up. So then this was not a good carbon. So the skinning was not a qualified animal. So then retroactively, you should know this was not a good carbon. The skin should not go to the Koyanim. So answers the Gemara, Kasovar, Nintzes treifel b'nei mehayim miratze. If it found treifel inside the animal after you open it up, it'll still be miratze. So Rashi explains why. Because it was not nikar, we didn't know it was there before, so it's miratze. Meaning, what causes the ritzui is the yediyah. If I don't know this animal is treifel, even though it's actually treifel, if I don't know about it, the ritzui will still work. The Rosh and Chulin learns from here that the idea that when we have, for example, something which is nisarev bedover, and whatever is nisarev is less than echad b'shishim, less than 1 out of 60, it's botel b'roif. But if you did not know about it, so it's not botel. And if before you found out about it, fell another piece of iser into the mixture, and now the two pieces of iser are together more than echad b'shishim, so you will say it's not botel, because the bitul happens only once you know about it. The yediyah creates it. And the Rosh learns it from here. This has some understanding of Pir Machshava, because many things are intrinsic or something which is now revealed in the world, but it's going to come and happen. And already we know Mishamayim, this thing is going to happen, or this thing will occur, or this is part of what's in here. But when it's not Mizgale in the world, it's not revealed, so in a sense, it's not here. And then we find this concept. Do you have an animal which is treifel, but the Adam don't know about it, so you mainly, until we didn't find out about it, it did not have the din psul completely in its meratze. And this comes in afkamina lemaisa for something very nergea almost every year. In Orachaim Simet Tafresh, the Ramot brings the minog of kaparos. Kaparos, you take the bird and you do a kaparo, an Erevim Kippur. So the Sefer Torah of Avigdor Katz brings over there, if once someone did kaparo and he shechted the chicken and he found out this chicken was treifa, he needs to do kaparo again because it's like a korban. You find that there is a treifa over here, so you have to do it again. So the Sefer Konof Revovo, or Chaim Simen Nutes, brings this shaila. What happens kaparo is you find that it's treifa. He quotes the Torah of Avigdor. He says, I don't know who the Torah of Avigdor is, and I don't know if he's reliable, and I disagree. I hold that you don't need to have the chicken, which is used for kaparos. It's okay if you find out it was treifel. He goes on to speak about arichus, the main part of the kaparo that we have in kaparos. It's not the chicken itself, it's not the shechito, but it's the tzedakah that goes to Anim. But then he brings a raya from our Gemara. You see in our Gemara that something was not noida as miratze. So of course you can't eat this animal once you found it's treifel, but it still has a ritzui. So the kaparas as well, when you did the kapara, you didn't know it was treifel. So immediately there's a ritzu. He says, of course, if the treifel was nikar, if there's a way to see that this chicken is sick while you do kaparas, so of course it doesn't work. Then you have to do kaparas with another chicken. But if you didn't see it, something was found out only after the shechito, so then it was miratza, the same way we see in our Gemara. And he adds a little explanation to it. He says, because the idea of ritzui is really bedas b'niyodom. Meaning a person who's doing everything correctly, and Pete Daito is doing something right, he's poil up there in Shemaim, the kapara that needs to happen. So the same by a korban, when you do it, there's a ritzui, because this peula works, as long as you don't see any problem over here, there's no reason to have a problem, you have a cheskas kashrus, so the kaparas will work the same way. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shomach Shava Shihurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.